You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Around 14 million UK adults have sought mental health support in the last 5 years, with a third saying accessing support through the NHS was difficult, with long waiting times, a lack of local services, or frustration with not knowing what kind of therapist was right for them impacting their care as well. Joining us now to discuss these figures is Maheen Hamidi, a registered therapist with the British Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy. It is so nice speaking with you today.
Yeah, you too, Paulina. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we had quite a shocking figure there. 14 million UK adults needed support with their mental health in the last 5 years. Is this figure out of the norm? Have we seen an increase in the need for this kind of support? Where are we at?
Well, I think as stigma reduces, more people are becoming okay with reaching out for help. So perhaps that could contribute. But then we also saw a decline in mental health during COVID. So, you know, it's like anything else. There are many different reasons that could have contributed to that figure.
And what has the research highlighted as, I guess, the biggest barrier to getting the support that someone who is struggling with their mental health needed?
Well, this research that was commissioned by Finbogo, they found that the biggest barrier, 52% of people said it was those long waiting times in accessing NHS services.
And that's, I guess, part of the, we're seeing quite a lot of stress and pressure being put on the NHS. So what is happening in the private sector there? Because I guess if you can't access a service on time, you might start looking into those potential private options.
Yes, definitely. So, you know, that's kind of where Finbogo comes in. They're here to not compete with the NHS, but to support it and hopefully relieve some of that pressure that is on the NHS and also help those people that are having to face those waiting times. I think it's really important that these people get seen as soon as possible, because oftentimes people will wait until, you know, they're nearing the end of their tether or until they're really finding that they can't cope. And so the longer they have to wait, the higher we might see that deterioration happen.
And as a registered therapist, what have you found are some of the most common things people are looking to support them with?
Most of the time, it's just people struggling to cope with the different areas of their life. Of course, there are a lot of people coming with anxiety or coming with symptoms of trauma or PTSD. There's really all sorts of reasons people go to counselling, and it's something that I love as an integrative counsellor, is really how versatile counselling is in terms of what it can provide people.
Yeah, because I guess when it comes to therapy, there's not really any one-size-fits-all approach. You can really customise it to what you personally need and try different type of therapies as well.
Yes, exactly. So as an integrative counsellor, you know, I've learnt about lots of different kinds of therapy models. And so I'll draw from different techniques across the board to really personalise that treatment to my clients. What I would say to people who do find it difficult to pick a therapist or know which therapist is right for them, as the research shows 28% of people are having that problem, you know, make use of those consultations. Don't be afraid to ask your therapist questions. Ask them how they work, and, you know, see if you'll get on with them, because sometimes two therapists might have the same approach and that approach might work for you. And it could simply be that personality difference.
Because you're not going to connect with everyone the same way. And when it comes to talking about your personal issues or things you really want to work on, connecting with the right therapist is really essential.
Definitely. So the most important thing, of course, is the therapeutic relationship. So, you know, it's really important to have a therapist that you feel comfortable with, you feel understands you, and, you know, that you're on the same wavelength.
And I feel like something worth highlighting, especially when it comes to therapy, I know sometimes this outdated approach that perhaps a pill or medicine will solve it. And yes, obviously it can be complementary to therapy, but actually doing therapy and putting in the work is really important when it comes to really working on your mental health.
Yes, definitely. So, the research showed that 29% of people are just prescribed medication, and medication can be very useful for people who are struggling with the more chemical aspects of conditions where they can't really be in control of how they're feeling. But for a lot of people, therapy on its own, or as you said, medication complementing that therapy would actually be the most effective way of approaching their issues. And I think sometimes, people could get dependent on their medication, and it kind of takes away the validity they give themselves, or it makes them forget that their own power really in facing their issues.
And I guess a big part of therapy is empowering the patient.
Absolutely. So it's my personal way of approaching things. Whenever I start with a client, I love to remind them that it's a completely collaborative process. I want them to feel they can talk to me. I want them to feel that if they disagree with me, they can tell me that, because it's my job to understand them.
Well, Maheen, you mentioned Finbogo. How does that service work? I believe it's a digital service.
So Finbogo sort of onboarding me as a professional. So what I know of Finbogo is that it's an online platform, and it's basically going to help connect the public with easier access to private services. They're really transparent about their pricing. You can sort by specialty as well, and it's just going to be making it a lot easier for people to find the therapist that is right for them.
Well, Maheen, just I guess a final question for anyone who is perhaps considering finding the right therapist for them, what would be your biggest piece of advice to get them started?
Well, I would say don't be afraid to shop around, make use of the consultations because they're free. Don't be afraid to ask your therapist questions about how they work and how they think their approach might suit you. And don't be afraid to also turn down a therapist if you don't feel that you're gelling well enough with them, because our oath is to the client, putting the client first and acting in their best interest. So we won't be offended at all if you decide to go with someone else.
I love how you mentioned that because I know for myself, I'm a people pleaser, so trying to turn someone down, so it's absolutely horrifying. So is there any words we could use to kind of make it seem a little bit less rude to us when we try and maybe turn down a therapist? Anything you could advise?
Well, so I suppose the way that I might approach it is just like, I really appreciate your time. I appreciate the information that you've given me to guide me a bit better in this. I feel that I might benefit from seeing somebody else.
Well, thank you. I feel like when you put it that way, it makes it sound so simple, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's a skill, you build it over time.
Well, registered therapist Maheen Hamidi, thank you so much for speaking on the happy hour today and sharing your expertise with us.
Of course, it's been a pleasure, Paulina. Thank you again.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.